This episode is brought to you by Habitat for Inhumanity, making a world where everyone has an indecent place to live. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 189.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And we're so happy that you are here. We are recording this episode when we didn't originally plan to because somebody was slow. No, not either of us, not you. You're a nice, fast, intelligent person because you listen to this podcast. Although I would be interested to know, what is the average IQ level of listeners to this podcast? Maybe we don't want to go there.
Maybe not.
Yeah. We'll assume it's high because you're listening to this podcast. Just by the fact that you know how to subscribe to a podcast makes you a smart person. It makes you like one of five people out there.
It makes you one of five people.
If you're listening to this thinking, wait, what's a podcast? Then that whole thing about being smart, then just ignore that whole thing. But speaking of being smart, funny stuff from the last week or so. I have this ongoing saga with my hair.
Indeed.
So this is, you know, random hair update, whatever. I got my hair cut. Did you notice?
No.
Now, if you're listening on the audio version
and you notice, that's pretty good IQ, I'd say, up there in the psychic range.
Yeah, that's very good, if you could tell by the difference in my voice. But it's not a major haircut, so don't worry, I haven't given up on anything yet, and I haven't run out of shampoo yet.
Of course it's not a major haircut, you're not a major.
That's true, but it was a wife haircut because my wife.
But you're not a wife.
Hair. That's true. It's a husband haircut. Except I didn't cut. Anyway, it was a haircut, and what we did was we just trimmed some of the back of the hair. So instead of it being like tapered out, looking like a little kid who hasn't had his hair cut in a year, which is kind of about how long it's been for me—a year or a year and a half since my hair has been cut. Jenny did some nice little texturizing and styling with it and cut it so that it has now a nice frill or texture to
frill.
It or something.
Your hair is so frilly. Good job.
And it's now off my collar, or at least I don't feel hairs sticking down the back of my shirt tickling my back.
Right.
Because back hair plus head hair combining are kind of weird feeling. And
it's
sometimes they get
to talk
caught
about
in each other and snagged.
That's just,
I'm like, you know, and my neck gets stuck and it's like, oh, my head hair is caught in my back hair. Yeah, not a good thing. It's like Velcro, really. You don't want that. But this has been the first haircut I've had in a year and a half, at least. I don't remember exactly when I stopped getting my haircut to start letting it grow out, but Jenny did still take, it was a couple inches off, but now it looks a little bit better. Now, though, it feels like I've gotten this big haircut, like washing my hair, shampooing, conditioning, all of that is radically different.
Now you understand when women say, I cut 2 inches off my hair and you didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, now it might be back to where Jenny's hair is a little bit longer than mine.
Even though she cut hers.
But it feels so different, so odd. But it's kind of nice. Although sometimes I feel it, and because of the tapering, depending on the weather and humidity and stuff, sometimes the tapering makes it stick out in a certain way that makes it feel like I have curls on the back of my head. Which is a little bit weird. I feel like just puffing them up a little bit sometimes.
Bobbing your hair.
I definitely don't.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you're sure?
I am sure I'm sure.
Okay.
Another thing I'm sure about is that I have an ongoing saga with poison oak.
You and your sagas.
I used to think...
Maybe it's Soggy's.
A sage. It's a sage saga.
Okay.
With the seasoning sage. I used to think that I was immune to poison oak. Like, I think teenagers always think they're immune to everything. Yeah, I can go with only an hour of sleep. I can go with no sleep. I can go without food.
Well, wait. I can go with nothing under my feet and not be affected by gravity.
I can catch this brick with my teeth.
Yeah. Well, I can eat all the ice cream. All the ice cream and pizza. And pizza ice cream. I mean, ice cream pizza. Well, both, really.
Now, I realize we're talking primarily about teenage guys in this sense. The girls would be quite different. The girls would not be saying all of these things. But there is this thing that...
Some of them would.
I think maybe we like to pretend that we're more macho than we are. And maybe one of those...
Are you a teenage guy?
No, but maybe one of those things that I held on to from being a teenage guy was thinking that I was immune to poison oak. Like, I would tell people, yeah, I'm immune to it. I've never gotten poison oak. Well, that's a little
different, though, isn't it? Because that was your experience. That wasn't just stupid. That wasn't just like, I've heard about poison oak, but I'm fine. I'm going to charge into poison oak forest just for kicks, not even to rescue anybody. I'm just going to charge in there.
And I'll do it naked, too, just to prove. No.
That does sound awkward. Teenage.
Yeah. It'll be great. Lots of fun. But I think I thought I was immune because I never actually touched poison oak.
What?
That's very possible that I went most of my life without ever having touched it. Or maybe it's possible that the immunity stopped. But in any case,
I just assumed that you had encountered it many times before. Because you said that you were immune.
Yeah, did you know if you eat poison oak, then you're immune to it? You should try it. No, bad advice.
Bad advice.
But
Get back advice.
Regardless of whether I was or wasn't immune to poison oak, I know that I am now susceptible to poison oak. And what has happened is I have gotten poison oak, I think this year alone, 3 times. And I have it right now on my arms. My arms have all of these little speckles and dots and textures. Here, you want to feel it?
Nope, not at all.
You want to scratch it for me?
No.
Scratch an itch there.
No.
Scratch maybe... another itch. Scratch an itch next to you. Scratch another itch.
Yikes. I've got this branch of poison oak. I'll scratch your arm with that. Are you sure that it's... Okay. You know what?
No, it's not okay.
People call everything... They'll pick one that they grew up with, like poison oak or poison ivy, and everything is that.
Oh,
you know?
No, okay, I know what you're saying. Believe me, every time I say poison oak, I have to think in my mind, poison oak, not poison ivy.
Oh, I got you.
Poison oak.
You want to call it all poison ivy?
Yes. Poison oak is actually the stuff that most people seem to be referring to. It's like the standalone plant. Poison ivy is what is, it's an ivy.
Right.
Oak is the little plant.
I think maybe what I was always told was poison oak growing up might be poison ivy, or there's also poison sumac.
Yeah.
And I don't think most people know about that, but they call it one or the other. Like, they call it poison oak or poison ivy, and I don't know the difference anymore. I'm not sure.
Well, poison oak is the thing that, as my dad taught me, has the stop hand on it. Don't touch. Stop in the name of love.
I've never seen a plant with a picture of a hand on its leaves.
Well, it's kind of like that. It's got this one little opposable thumb sticking out of it. But what's happened before is that I did a stupid thing of using a weed whacker or a weed eater or whatever you want to call it from wherever you're from on the yard while I was wearing shorts. Bad idea. I mean, I was thinking, and this is this year, not me as a teenager, but I was thinking, yeah, I'm strong enough. My skin's tough enough. And what I'll do is I'll just point the weed whacker away from me and make sure that whatever weeds it's chopping down are going away from me. That won't be a problem. Well, no. I ended up getting poison oak all over my legs, on my arms. This time, we had a house showing because we're still trying to sell this house so we can get a better studio and better living space and all of that fun stuff. But this time, I and Jenny went out to weed, not weed whack, but just weed the yard, make it look a little bit nicer, try and sell this place so that people wouldn't say, oh, there are weeds at this house. We don't want to buy it. Which, you know, they do sometimes.
You know, they do.
Curb appeal and all of that.
Curb appeal.
So,
because I look at houses for their curb.
Yeah, that's a nice curb. There was this stuff that I saw, and I knew it was poison oak. So I very carefully, I was wearing gloves, I very carefully
picked it up and rubbed it on my skin just to defy it.
Yes. Which was a temptation when I was a teenager to see, am I really allergic to this or not?
You really did that quest into the forest, didn't you?
We will not speak of this any further. There was no one there to witness it, so it didn't happen. But I got poison oak on my arms again. The thing is, this is kind of weird. I almost look forward to having poison oak.
That is definitely weird.
For this reason, hot water, like scalding hot water, feels really, really good.
It's actually true.
Yeah, it's like...
Not scalding, though. Scalding would definitely rip your skin off.
It's like, what if I could eat ice cream while... scalding the poison oak that's on my arms? That would just be like, oh my gosh, I would die from how good it would feel.
Is the eating ice cream related?
I was thinking of like a really enjoyable sensation. Favorite? Ice cream, vanilla cream soda. For you, it might be coffee. For someone else, it might be rubbing a kitten on their face. I don't know. But
kittens will scratch your arm off too.
I can't necessarily recommend this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a Doctor Who. I don't play any of them. I can't even really say I watch any of them on TV at the moment.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. But...
You're sad.
It is something that I weirdly, oddly look forward to.
Well, I don't look forward to it, but if I have to have something like that, I understand what you're talking about.
It's always the confirmation for me I have poison
oak. Little hotter. I can still stand it. All this is actually the only thing that ever feels good.
I actually sometimes think about getting the crock pot out, like this little water heater crock pot thing, heating boiling water and pouring it on my arms and thinking, that would feel so amazing.
See, there's a line and that would not feel good.
Yeah, that's probably.
Then you'd have burns in addition to your rash. And I think the doctor would probably recommend a psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah, which I think most of our listeners
would fail. Not really, just kidding. I love you all.
I was thinking that they would recommend a psychiatric evaluation on me anyway.
Oh, the listeners would, yeah.
I'd probably agree. Daniel should get a psychiatric evaluation. Speaking of psychiatric evaluation, I can't say it. speaking of my dog, we got home the other day after we went on this little trip, and came home to discover our dog was obeying its training very well.
Really?
We've done this thing where we teach our dog that when she needs to go outside and take care of some business, because she's into this freelancing and entrepreneurship too, so she goes outside to take care of that business.
Yeah, you don't want her talking on her doggy phone in the house, because that's just...
Take it outside!
What?
That's just what they do sometimes at restaurants. But what we've done is we've trained her to sit at the door and bark, and we require that she bark at least twice for her to go out. So we got home, and usually when we get home, she's been like more and more chill, which concerns me if someone were to...
Has she taken to wearing sunglasses?
Hey, man.
Does she cross her paws and just kind of look at you and just kind of do that little up nod with her head and just...
Sup?
Sup? Or just...
Well, it concerns me because what if someone... wants to break into our house by opening the garage door with the powered garage door opener and coming in through the garage, our dog would probably not think it's a crook.
Probably.
Because it used to be that our dog would bark and scream and all of that stuff. And then it would be she'd just come to the door. Now it's she just stays. She occasionally gets out of bed, comes over by us, yawns, stretches. It's like, oh, you're home. Didn't notice. But this time... she was sitting at the door, not just sitting by the refrigerator, but sitting at the door wanting to go out. I thought, our dog is amazing. Maybe she's been sitting at this door for hours waiting to go out because she will just sit there and bark and bark.
Barking twice every 10 seconds.
Yeah, until we come and let her out. So I thought maybe she's been there for an hour or so, and poor thing, she's been waiting to go out.
It's kind of like when you come home from vacation and you realize you left your alarm clock set.
Oh,
and you wonder, yes. What was that like in this house? What was happening? How does it go off for an hour?
Back when I had a housemate, I went on a trip and had that happen. My alarm went off while he was gone, or while I was gone, he was still here. And I came back to find my alarm clock unplugged, which he tried to do thinking that would turn off the alarm, but it's also battery powered. So the alarm continues even when you unplug it. And he had the thing covered with blankets and pillows. Didn't think to check for batteries.
Or instructions.
But anyway, back to Superdog. Superdog was sitting at the door and didn't get up, like run to us when we were home. She stayed at the door, which was like, oh, what an amazing dog. You're following your instructions and everything. And then I brought some stuff down to my office and discovered a little pile of poo by my work desk.
I knew it.
It's actually right where your feet are sitting.
Mm.
No, actually, it was over here. Yeah, it turns out Superdog was being super guilty, probably thinking, if I sit at the door, maybe they'll think I'm Superdog and they won't notice the poo downstairs.
Or she's thinking, look, I held as much as I could. I still need to go out. But there's a problem downstairs. But she couldn't say all that.
I don't know who did it, but I thought you might want to know. There's something down there.
And see, I think she's probably not Super Dog as much as she's Super Villain Dog.
Super Villain
Dog. See, I may have told this story on this show before, but growing up, our dog would always get stupid excited when we would come home. And she'd be at the door, she's dancing, she's, you know, just, she's going crazy. She's showing her teeth and kind of that weird dog smile thing some dogs do.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just really happy. Well, one day, we actually caught her. She didn't think we saw her. You wouldn't think a dog could be devious, but a dog can be devious. She was not allowed on the furniture. We must have woken her up. We must have been quieter than normal. She gets off the couch and goes head down and gets on her blanket and lays down. And then when we got to the kitchen, she stands up and stretches like she just woke up. Like, yeah, I've been, you just woke me. I've been sleeping here right on my bed the whole time.
Sneaky dog.
Uh-huh. So I think that Lucy may actually normally be doing all kinds of stuff she's not allowed to do. And then she just, you know, does her thing when you get home.
Yeah, we've thought about setting up a webcam on her so that we can monitor her. Especially something, if we could talk back through the webcam, that would be really cool just to be able to say, Lucy, no! Lucy's the name of our dog,
freak by her way. Out.
Just in case you're wondering. So, now, I have something. The thing for which we have no segment or segue. We have a segment, but we don't have a segue for the segment. That is the Amazoning noodle. Ba-da-dum.
TM.
Yes, patent pending. This product was suggested by Frederico Martin Iachetti. Yeah, I think that one sounds close. You want to give it a try? It's right there.
I think you got it.
We'll just call him Martin. This came from Marty. Freddie Mac. This came from Freddie May, Freddie Mac, and Ronald McDonald, who does not like... or who likes tacos. That's it. The Ronald McDonald who likes tacos. This product is from Amazon.com. This is the Lego Star Wars Death Star, set number 10188, if you're interested.
Oh.
This thing costs $548. $550, basically, from Amazon.com. Yes, you can get it with free shipping. Yes, we do have an affiliate link in the show notes for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/189. But this is the set that you see at the Lego store. We have a Lego store nearby.
Indeed.
And we just watched the Lego movie last week.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it awesome?
It was.
Yes. Oh, I've seen that movie, I think, 4 times now, and I could watch it again. I love that movie. I want to buy a new TV and a Blu-ray player just so I can buy the Blu-ray version of that movie and watch all of the extras. Because so far, even the library copy, but so far, every copy I've gotten of it does not have any extras. Everything really? I've borrowed, Redbox, the library, the theater version, all of them.
Well, the theater had, version.
Yeah. All of them
which
had
you did
no
not
extras.
Borrow.
But this Lego set has a lot of pieces to it. Lego Death Star. And here are some of the reviews, which, of course, the reviews are going to be one of the most exciting parts of this. The reviews are as follows. Here's one. This actually came in from the UK store, and Frederico Marti is from the United Kingdom, so they saw only the UK reviews. But this says, there's a cover missing on the exhaust pipe. It's probably not important, but maybe this could be fixed for the next model. Thanks. That was from Goldie Dog in the UK. This came from G in the USA. I can't believe I bought this thing. The buyer's remorse was instant. I'm 34 years old and bought a Lego Death Star. Is this what my life has come to? Spending hard-earned paycheck dollars on plastic bricks? Whatever, dude! This is the best toy ever! I put it in my kitchen as a decoration. I like to crush the heck out of Lego Luke in the Lego trash compactor. Take that, maturity! We were just talking about that Lego trash compactor earlier.
We weren't talking about the Lego one.
Riddle me that. Well, the trash compactor. Riddle me this.
No.
Where did the creature come from? And where did it go?
Somebody threw it away.
Creature.
It wasn't quite mean enough. And Vader was just like, I've got no time. Down the chute with you.
This came from T. Savage. Said, it seems like a great piece, but every time I have it almost finished, some punk kids in orange come by and smash it. It's getting old real fast. You have to be a Star Wars fan.
Do I understand that joke?
We need to watch Star Wars again, or else you're going to lose your internet privileges.
That was wrong on so many levels.
This came from, it's a 4-star review from Laddie Moore, said, please note the choking hazard. This set includes one Darth Vader minifigure, not recommended for children under 3 or those with a disturbing lack of faith in the Force. And this one, finally, from Jared Denton. It's a 5-star review. Says, you rebel scum. I have to admit, suspending a car's payment to purchase this, quote, toy, unquote, was a debate raging inside me for many moons. But that's no moon, by the way. But saner heads prevailed, and I received my battle station just in time to have my car repossessed. The first thing I noticed was that this particular model is not to scale. It is the actual size of a small moon. It took literally 19 years and a team of unpaid, undocumented teddy bears to construct this engineering marvel. However, once it was finished, I had my command and at my command, an instrument of unholy terror and enjoyment. I immediately tested it on my neighbor's dog. After the blast reduced the canine and much of the surrounding area to subatomic debris, or debris, if you prefer to say it that way.
I don't.
I decided that the world needed to enjoy the thrill of my new toy as much as I had. This is where my cautionary tale hit a snag. You see, there's this kid. Allegedly, during my world tour, I accidentally blew up his farm, incinerating his aunt and uncle. Oh. There's a difference there between insinuating and incinerating.
Just a little one.
Instead of taking it, although you could be insinuating that someone should be incinerated.
I definitely am.
Instead of talking it out like a rational human being, this blonde punk decides to blow up my super awesome Legos. So now I'm set back 19 years and tens of thousands of dollars in missed wages from all the work I stopped going to. And of course, there are no teddy bear slaves in sight. Fortunately, I saved the instructions. So after a few years, which actually defies all logic to speak of, since my foreman only works one day a week because he's permanently dependent on a ventilator. Thanks, Obama. We finally got that hallway half built and working. Wouldn't you know it, but 5 minutes later, the farm punk shows up, tells me my foreman is his dad, and the two proceed to gain up on me and then throw me down an elevator shaft, which is quite literally where I am writing this review from. Mm-hmm. Seriously, what else can go wrong today? No! I added that for emphasis. See, in my version of Star Wars, Vader says no first. And that's a super meta joke. Dude, your IQ score is going down.
I feel suddenly like the Amazon review thing has jumped the tauntaun.
Ooh, maybe.
I mean, this is a legitimate product, and people are hamming it up. I don't know what to say.
Well, it's a $550 Lego.
Still legit.
Thing. Yeah, still legit, but horrendously expensive.
It's not stupid, and it doesn't tell people anything useful. I'm getting all serious. This review does not really tell people anything useful about the product.
Well, the useful thing about the product is that the exhaust pipe needs a cover. You might want to get that fixed. But I remember when I was a kid and loved playing with Legos, or Lego construction toys, as they're properly called. The biggest toy, or the biggest Lego set that I wanted, was this monorail, and it was $120. And that was so expensive. It was so huge to me. Now
they have
things. Is
that the one on the shelf over there?
It's the one buried in stuff in the garage. Oh, okay. It is now that today we have these Lego sets like Lego Death Star for $550. This is seriously a house payment. A mortgage, a paycheck for some people, depending on how often you get paid. Yeah, a smartphone. Sometimes a dumb phone, depending on what color it is.
A dog.
Yeah, a dog.
Multiple ponies, if your children in an old movie that was on the other day.
Multiple pieces of cheese, if you like really fancy cheese, too.
Yeah, you might even get more than one piece.
Yeah. So why is it that we have these things? I think really what happened is someone went to a Lego store where someone had built this thing. Because, you know, at the Lego store, they get to be so creative. I'm jealous of them, really, that they get every single Lego piece at their disposal. And they can make whatever they want. I mean, some of them even put enough pieces together to make a movie. That's what they do in their spare time at the Lego store.
Is it?
And some executive came by and thought, huh, Death Star, that's a pretty good idea. Let's so probably $50 of this is actual cost for the Lego pieces. The other $500 is the licensing fee that they have to pay to George Lucas.
So there's also the customer answers and questions section on Amazon. The first question listed here is this Death Star operational? The top answer is it's a trap.
That's good. You know that one, so your geek is not completely lost gone.
Well, it shouldn't be.
You are not completely lost or gone. Hey, one thing, speaking of completely lost or gone, is we don't want you to be completely lost or gone or your funny stories. So send us some stuff.
I don't know that word.
Like
lost or gone.
Lost or gone?
Lost or gone.
It's kind of like a pentagon and an octagon.
Oh.
But it's in the shape of the island from the TV show Lost. It's a lostagon.
Oh, okay.
Lost or gone. But big thanks, by the way, again, to Marty for sending that in. Or Frederico Martin Iachetti. Seriously, why didn't they send a pronunciation key with their names? You know, when people are going to send pronunciation keys, we're probably going to start receiving responses like Bob and Jim and Tom with pronunciation keys. It's Tomei.
I feel like Amazon's judging people. The box says 12 and up. But they say it's manufacturer, but it says manufacturer recommended age 12 to 20 years. So if you're over 20...
They have to put that on the box. It's a suggestion.
It's like if you're over 20, get over it.
Yeah, which I haven't. I'm holding on to my Lego toys, saving them for my kids someday. Which, actually, I was thinking about this the other day. My kids are probably going to inherit them at some point. It won't be as special to them, maybe. But they'll be like, Dad, these are all such old pieces. Like, here's 1980s something space guy. And what am I supposed to build with this stuff? It doesn't work with any of the other pieces. The black isn't black. The There isn't any purple piece in here. No, wait, I did have purple. Green. There aren't any green pieces other than these big flat things. Dad, come on. Can you upgrade my Legos, please? Download an update to them. Firmware update my Legos. But anyway, what I was saying is, if you want to build onto this thing we call a clean comedy podcast, send us your funny stuff. Email it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message through the website right to us and into our hearts. And follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Now, all this time, there was actually Frederico in the chat room trying to correct my pronunciation, but I got the first name right and the middle right.
I would hope.
But the last name, that's Iacchetti. it was a little difficult to figure out the pronunciation.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Mostly sorry. I probably wouldn't have tried, and I didn't.
But speaking of the live chat room, please join us when we do this show live, usually on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We had in our chat room tonight, Doxson, Frederico, Martin, Ialchietti. I should change my name to something that's easier to pronounce. Eden's Peace, M-John is in there, our editor. And several others, and some anonymous I in there. Slash Racer 5, who's great with babies. Logan in there, and several others. So thank you so much for joining us. CleanComedyPodcast.com/live.